Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, today we have a question, which is, how can I help my child not to attend a marriage function wherein there are things that are not allowed in our religion? Yes, of course, there are marriages wherein, I don't know, there are, when people get excited, they say it's just one day, it's just one night, it's just one, it's just these few moments, and they forget the obligations, and they carry out in it some, I can say, indecent ways. So a mother concerned about her children to be attending such functions says what to be done.
So yes, we need to, number one, try to bring them up in an environment where they themselves are taking care of these things, and
they are
concerned about these things. You yourself act accordingly. And even if you're supposed to, sometimes you can refrain from going to such places. Sometimes it becomes a matter of obligation as far as the it's a matter of family issues and relations, and you have to go. So you need to remain covered up in that. You need to take care of them in such a way that you attend, but you keep yourself covered.
So it's like you don't have to wait for a situation wherein you say, shall I refrain or not? You have to train your child in a way that he himself understands what is right and what is wrong.
Yes, we need to teach them self-restraint. Abstention. We need to teach them to understand the importance of hijab, especially girls and even boys. Teach them how to keep their eyes from wandering towards things where they're not supposed to look at. So basically, the question of mixed gatherings especially comes up. If we go to a mixed gathering, and by our going to that mixed gathering, and we are somehow condoning that activity,
yeah,
and we are facilitating that, then we should refrain from going.
But if this mother is concerned about a mixed gathering wherein there is no boundary.
So, number one, try to refrain, and if it becomes necessary to go because it's an obligation, maybe because of the family terms, you have to take care, you have to be a part of it. Then again, it should be in such a way that the girls, especially the girls, don't get carried away. They don't get carried away too much. They don't, for example...
They're not easygoing.
They're not easygoing. They themselves keep themselves covered. They don't show off their makeup. They don't show off their... Especially if it's in a mixed gathering, of course, they
need to... Mixed gathering, they get tempted, obviously, because mother is concerned about a gathering.
So we need to
boundaries
train our society. We need to
respected.
Keep our boundaries. We need to offer them... We need to take them to places where they can dress up properly.
Yeah. For
gathering, we take them to religious gatherings where
religious
there's mauludis and they're... they can express themselves. Of course, ladies, girls want them to show themselves off to others. So it's not a problem. That can be taken care of. But in gatherings which are especially for girls, ladies, for women, let them go there. But even then, they should be not tempted to go overdo it. It should be in such a modest way that, of course, it shouldn't be overdoing things and showing off for the sake of the temptation to show off should be somehow, you know, controlled.
So overdoing is a problem everywhere that we have been having the discussions. We are seeing that wherever the balance actually is not maintained and things are overdone, problems exist, even if it's a gathering of girls. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us to answer the question of a mother who is concerned taking her child to a mixed gathering wherein no boundaries are actually taken care of. And she's saying, what could be done? Professor, you're saying that we can actually replace such gatherings if it's not very necessary to attend them. We can replace them with religious gatherings. And if our children want to be free, for example, girls, we can have a girl-oriented gathering.
Exactly. So if by going there, we are giving them our stamp of approval, then they feel, you know, contented, though this person has come and she has also taken part, so it's okay, then we should somehow, you know, manage to get away from that. And the temptation to be able to express themselves, the girls should be made to understand that, look, apparent sights are not everything. It's just a part of the human behavior. The human behavior and character is much more important. Something which is beneath is much more important. Yeah. That has to be, you know, made beautiful. And one should become confident with oneself. Self-confidence should be built in a person. That a girl should realize, or even a boy should realize, it's not what he is apparent is the true self. The true self is within me. And I need to be able to express that true self. And that's how I talk about myself, or how I express my feelings. That is important. This, doing makeup and making you feel,
tempted.
It's good, but it should be just kept for your mahram, your husband.
Yeah.
We should teach our children, our girls, to make them look, they should be able to do makeup, they should be able to wear good costumes, but it should be basically for the sake of their husbands. So that is what that realization should come in.
All right. So, Professor, we have some very unusual questions from the audience today. There's a mother who says that she has an 8-year-old son, and he has been asking her recently that, dear mom, why did you choose my dad as a partner for marriage? And this mother is now concerned, like she says, they have had fights before in front of a child. And the child is asking, because of the rude behavior of a father, that why did you choose this person as a partner? So she's concerned what kind of impact this could have on her child.
Now, this is his biological father, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, again, that's a situation where she needs to manage things properly, because she can't expect him to, you know, it's not possible to make him disrespectful to his father. So she needs to balance the issue and to make him realize that maybe the father is becoming angry because he has some other problems he is facing. And so he needs to...
She has to balance it, actually. So exactly. You said respect has to be maintained even if they are in fight with each other. An eight-year-old is so young to ask this question. We'll discuss this more.
The most important thing is to be able to refrain from, quarreling between each other.
In front of children. Yeah. We'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. To listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am with Professor Salman Naqvi, and the professor is helping us understand the question and answer this question of a lady who is concerned about the impact the behavior could have, that could have a led impression on the child, her quarrels with her husband, and when an eight-year-old came up with a question to her mother, Why did you not choose any other spouse over my father? And this question comes up after he sees the regular quarrels and the anger of his father over him. Yes, Professor, you're helping us.
Yes, so number one, of course, it goes back to spouse selection. His question may be very relevant. Is that at the time of selection of the spouse, was it done properly? Now, if it was an arranged marriage and her parents had taken care of the marriage, then that's the one problem. The other problem is she should have taken part in that decision making, and she should have been allowed to do.
What she can do at a situation when she has an eight-year-old son asking this question? Could be relevant.
It is relevant for 8 years ago when they were getting married, but now she has to live with it. And of course, if there's a situation that they cannot live together and it's always going to be such a situation, then maybe separation would be an answer, but that would be the last resort.
Yeah.
So if the child is going to become, he's going to get spoiled all because of this. He's going to face a similar
situation
all the time. And he's going to learn to live with that, and he will be doing the same thing in the future. Then that's a matter of concern. She should refer to counselors and to somehow resolve that situation and to get that situation under control with her husband, and to make him realize that our continuous quarreling is going to have a very negative impact on the child, and the child is already asking questions. So the father should be made to realize that
Realization should not never be one-ended. Realization should not be only on the part of mother. The realization should be also on the part of father. But you're saying if these quarrels do continue, it is definitely going to have a negative impact on a child. And sometimes, although separation has been explained as a worst form of halal in our religion, but when there comes a situation when that's only the solution, then they can even go for that rather than actually... destructing the mental capability of a child, destructing a child mentally. So, yes, Professor, what is your message for the parents who actually quarrel in front of their children and they are not asked by their eight-year-olds this question, but what if they are not asked, does their quarrel have an impact on a child?
So we need a need for conflict resolution. The problem with us adults even is the problem that we cannot resolve our conflicts. We need to sit down together, discuss the issues which we have one by one, and to come up with solutions and find the commonalities which we have, then come up with the differences which we have, then address them one by one. For example, why are we quarreling? What is the issue which is at stake? What is the difference of our opinion? We should, bring them out very clearly and very lucidly, discuss them and see if we can find some middle ground to resolve those issues. We need to be able to discuss our conflicts, our issues that we have. For example, maybe
there's an issue that can be coming to the common terms and addressing the differences one by one.
Exactly. And if we can't do it on ourselves, we need to find a person who can help us.
A better counselor. Yes. Yeah. But have this in mind, not to have a negative impact on your child and his upbringing. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam and you will find an archive of our programs over there. In case you want to listen to our programs on the social media platforms, you can search Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.